Good morning. This is Liv and Annabelle with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Residents of a southern Moreton Bay Island have lodged a disability discrimination complaint over a lack of inclusive public transport available. Maclee Island has a population of over 3,000 people, but does not have any public transport system. Residents going to and from the ferry terminal without a car must walk up a steep incline dubbed Angina Hill, which locals have reported leave many people, quote, feeling very unwell. Over 2,000 people backed a petition to State Parliament on the issue last year, but it was rejected by the Queensland State Government. Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg, quote, cited, quote, low demand and low population density as reasons for the lack of public transport. Locals are in discussion with the local state MP about the option of using a community transport provider.
A Sunshine Coast couple says they have still not received a police report on the death of their 23-year-old son a year after he died in Bali. Byron Haddo was found on May 26, 2025 at the Grove Bumbak in Bali's Seminyak area, where he was staying with a friend. Australian police initially told his parents that he drowned. However, the scene was cleaned up before any evidence could be collected. An autopsy allegedly revealed there was no water in his lungs and that his injuries were consistent with, quote, blunt force trauma. Bali police are still actively investigating the death, but Haddo's parents are frustrated with the lack of transparency with Australian police. When asked about the investigation, a department spokesperson said in statement, quote, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has provided consular assistance to the family of an Australian who died in Indonesia in 2025.
In national news, according to leaked internal documents, BHP's iron ore operations in Western Australia are forecast to cut emissions by only 1% by 2030, raising doubts on its ability to meet its net zero by 2050 pledge. The documents were obtained by Four Corners and Guardian Australia. The iron ore mines account for 30% of BHP's global emissions, and big cuts would be necessary in the Pilbara region in order to still achieve this 2050 goal. Despite the leaks, the company stated that, quote, BHP continues to focus on delivering our operational emissions target and long-term net zero goal.
Sadly, Neil Danier, the former AFL player and 2025 Australian of the Year, has died from motor neuron disease at age 65. He was diagnosed with MND in 2013 and was given a life expectancy of 3 to 5 years. He mockingly called the disease the beast and refused to believe it couldn't be cured, establishing the charity Fight MND to raise awareness for the disease and money to find a cure. Danier adopted the AFL term play on as his maxim, saying, quote, in football, if you play on, something happens. If you go back, don't play on, nothing happens. When Danier began the charity, his goal was to raise $250,000. By the time of his death, he had raised more than $115 million.
In international news, from May 21st to 24th, Winchester, Nevada saw a flood of 42 athletes coming to participate in a variety of swimming, running, and weightlifting events. This came with the twist that all athletes were permitted to use performance-enhancing drugs. While the festival saw the breaking of the world record for the men's 50-meter freestyle, with Christian Golomev shaving 0.07 seconds off Cam McEvoy's legitimate world record. Aside from this single triumph, the festival was not the world-shattering, quote, new era of sport that organisers had promised, with only 19 of 71 performances enhanced by PEDs achieving a personal best and three performance winners being completed by 100% clean athletes. It appears that the only metric in which the enhanced game stood out was in financial compensation, with most athletes seeing more prize money in this single competition than they would in any other sporting event.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still raining, with 1.6 mils having fallen already. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.